It's Rod Stewart, Light 100.5 WRCH. Alan, Mike, and Mary in the morning. What a privilege. We've got Bart Millard on the phone with us this morning. He is from the band Mercy Me. And Bart, I tell you, I remember back, it was around 2000, that our music director, Joe Hahn, who's retired at this time, but he said, Alan, you know, we don't normally play, you know, Christian music, but I tell you, this song's really special.
Oh, it is. It's an amazing song.
And we started playing it right after it came out of the box, and I tell you, it just people absolutely loved the song. And now it's a movie.
It's a moving thing. Maybe a movement. Good morning, Bart.
Morning. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Number three in the box office this weekend. You're up there competing with things like Black Panther. I mean, what an amazing job you've done, and what a great story it is, Bart.
Yeah, it's been pretty insane to say the least. And it's, you know, it's just, I never thought 15, 16 years ago that stations like you guys would ever play the song. And I definitely didn't think that there would be a movie about it now. And it's just, we've been hanging on for the ride for a long time, it feels like.
Well, you've had like three different artists like have covered the song, so you know you got something good going there. But how did you get to that point from the song to actually becoming a film?
Well, it wasn't my idea. We got approached about 8 years ago originally. A producer out of California heard me telling the story on stage one night, and she was like, I think this could be a movie. And we didn't believe her. We're like, okay, whatever. And for about 5 years, she would call about once or twice a year saying, hey, I haven't forgotten about you. And we're like, well, we've kind of forgot about you. We just didn't think it ever happened. And about 3 years ago, when the Irwin brothers that wrote and directed it, they got involved and the script started taking shape. And I remember going, oh, man, like, this may really happen. And even though we kind of agreed to it, I was like, sitting there going, okay, am I emotionally and ready to dig up what I've tried to bury.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but it was, you know, but they were really respectful, and they it was funny because I was probably more nervous about, like, and it's obviously not the perfect film by any stretch of imagination, but I just didn't want it to be like this kind of low-hanging fruit or kind of the fluffy Christian film that I've been known to be made. And I said, man, if the redemption story is supposed to work, I wanted people to see how bad my dad was, so that people understand why there would be a movie made and with the change that took place through him. For those who don't know him, I grew up with an abusive father who just fell in love with Jesus when I was in high school. He's diagnosed with cancer, fell in love with Jesus, and by the time he passed away my freshman year in college, he was like my best friend and like one of the, like, the godliest man I've ever known. And it's right after he passed away is what led me to write I Can Only Imagine, just working through all that.
So, well, the song story and the movie song, story, yes. I mean, it's an amazing thing considering 11 days from now is Easter. What a message to everybody about forgiveness. I mean, if you can forgive and if your dad could come back and follow God like he did, it's just an amazing story.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't really have an agenda or shove anything down anybody's throat. It's just telling a story how my dad's life happened to be changed that way. And it's just, I think forgiveness is not a bad thing to be talking about in today's day and age.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so they did a great job with it. And, you know, it took me about 20 times to watch it so I could separate myself to where I'm not super emotional when I see it now, but I got through it. And now I'm just kind of enjoying it as a fan and just watching, you know, Dennis Quaid knocks it out of the park. And it's just the whole thing's crazy, man. The fact that we're talking about it right now is crazy.
So Bart, you know, when they're going to choose somebody, did you say, I got to get a real handsome guy to play me?
Well, since Grandma named the band Mercy Me from her favorite statement, did she like Dennis Quaid?
She did love Dennis Quaid, but she passed away years ago, and so, but
she'd be okay with it then.
Yeah, she's fine. My dad, Dennis Quaid's one of my dad's favorite actors back in the day. He loved The Right Stuff, and so he would have been happy with it. But, yeah, as far as the guy that plays me, it was like, I mean, if you're going to get Brad Pitt, you might as well get me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, Dennis Quaid and his band joined you guys on stage. That must be pretty
cool,
too.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's funny because I knew he was into music, but I'd never heard him. And so we were playing the Ryman, and he was like, man, I've never played the Ryman before. It's like legendary place. I was like, what? You got to open for us. And but then I was, after I said it, I was kind of nervous. Like, man, what if he's awful? Like,
yeah,
I'm so nervous, but I forgot, you know, he played Jerry Lee Lewis back in the 90s. So he turned out fine. But it's like, I made a lot of promises. Man, he could have come out there and just like really been terrible and be like, okay, guys, but it turned out great. He did.
That's awesome. Well, the song, of course, is I Can Only Imagine. The band is Mercy Me. And Bart, we appreciate the time. And now we want to go out and see the movie, too. So we're going to have to go out and do that. And we'll feature up your song coming up next.
Check it out. I think right now it's the number one song currently. So that's what I just told. So
excellent.
That's great. Yeah. You have a great day.
Bart,
God
thanks.
Bless.
All right. Thank you.